Yeah, it is all over here at David Brennan Memorial Park, and it is Letterkenny Gaels that have edged out Narossa on a scoreline of 12 points to 10, and it is they that won through to another Junior A decider. Really was a game of two halves here in Glenties. Narossa edged matters by the break 9 points to 7, but then a really disjointed second period where Narossa didn't trouble the scoreboard operator until 2 minutes into added time, 62 minutes, but believe it or not, Jamie McCready's effort off the bench actually squared matters up at 10 points apiece. But two break away points in the dying seconds through Brian Diver and Ronan Frayne edged Letterkenny Gaels over the line and into another final. Right back at the very beginning, it was Narossa that came out of the blocks at a frantic pace. By the 7th minute, they had gone 4 clear. Aidan McHugh getting them off the mark, and then John Paul McCready and a Killian Boner brace, as I said, giving them that 4-point cushion. Ronan Frayne got Letterkenny Gaels off the mark, a free off the ground on 10 minutes. Then another Aidan McHugh effort, a 45 this time on the quarter hour mark, left it 5-1. 3 points on the bounce from Gaels. Cormac Cannon twice with a free, and Sean McDonough took it back to a single point at 5-4. Killian Boner again, his third of the game, this time from play on 20 minutes. Again reinstated a 2-point lead there at 6 points to 4. Ronan Frayne with a 45, and Killian Boner with another free, 22 and 23 minutes left at 7-5. Then Jeremy Cahill in 28 minutes narrowed the deficit back to 1 at 7-6. A brace of Aidan McHugh efforts from distance on 29 and 30 minutes left at 9-6 approaching half time, but another Ronan free effort, his third of the contest, made sure that just 2 points separated the sides at the break at 9-7. A very funny second period with two big moments, huge moments really. Brian Diver with an effort that seemed to go over the post, wave wide by both umpires. The referee intervened there and decided that point was good. Then Gavin McBrearty, again, that point was wave wide, but the linesman on the stand side here intervened, decided it was good. Now, there were marginal calls. Could have been over the bar, might not have been over the bar, but what it did do, it meant that Letterkenny Gaels tied matters up at 9 points apiece, and then Ronan Frayne in 48 minutes left at 10-9, as I said. Narossa didn't get off the mark for a full 32 minutes in that there second half. 2 minutes into the red, 10 points level it up. But that late finish, Brian Diver and Ronan Frayne bagging late points and sent Letterkenny Gaels through to another final.